Everywhere we look, it seems, are cataclysms. That's the way it feels like in these days, right? More big, difficult events to digest each day. I looked up that word this morning, cataclysm, with its Greek-sounding parts, and for us at least, I can say it gets even worse. Cataclysm literally means flood, the deluge down. A nice reminder that this is hurricane season and we still have our Coolidge Administration Sewage and Water Board system with us. So while cataclysm might sound like the explosion of an earthquake, it's really the flooding with water. We live from both cataclysmic senses, so much explosive stuff, so much flooding our attentions, minds, and hearts, and lives, and enough, right? We pray with the reality of the world, but as Elijah's first reading experience makes clear, it's often that place of quiet that God speaks, the tiny whispering sound. When he heard this, Elijah hid his face in his cloak. Elijah here is on the run. A true prophet has no home, and his life is in danger once again. He's got that shifting, shaking, flooding feeling. But he puts himself in a place to encounter God, to feel not just the fire and the earthquake and the wind, but to hear the tiny, whispering sound. Maybe that's a lesson for our own cataclysmic lives. Turn the radio off a bit. Walk away from the TV for a while. Find a moment in your Mount Horeb cave, a place of higher, quieter ground. Today, we listen for the cataclysms, but also better, for God's voice.